Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, July 22nd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news from 8:30 p.m. last night, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office has reported that Francisco William Pippin has been successfully located. They truly appreciate any and all assistance when finding this missing juvenile. And New Hope Elder Care Services has finally reopened their senior center. Their hours are 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. The senior center is available with no waiting lists and open to all Hardy County residents 60 and older. Breakfast and lunch are provided and transportation to and from the facility is available. They also have daily bingo, weekly exercise classes, and ping pong for the young at heart. Call the New Hope office to sign up and get the answers to any questions you may have at 863-773-2022, open 8 to 5. The office is also located at 310 North 8th Avenue in Wauchula behind the DMV. Your local events, Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw and 1310 WAUC will host their second annual First Responder Appreciation Day show, and they invite you to join the show by calling in to 863-773-WAUC, that's 863-773-9282, and express your appreciation to our local first responders. Guest speakers will be sharing stories about their experiences as first responders and much more. The show will be broadcast live from Vision Ace Hardware in Wauchula. Fire trucks and other first responder equipment will be on site for touring. Bring your family to Vision Ace Hardware at 225 East Oak Street to show your appreciation to those that protect us 24/7. And what do you get when you cross four bases, three outs, two teams, and only one winner? It's the Guns and Hoses softball tournament coming up on Saturday, August 7th. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office will take on the Hardy County Fire Rescue at the Hardy Senior High School field. Tickets are only $5, and admission is free for children under 10. You can pre-order your tickets now at the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula, or you can purchase them at the gate on game day. All proceeds will benefit the 2021 Brotherhood Ride to New York City, supporting the families of fallen first responders.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 89 degrees out, feels like 101 with a 10% chance of rain. Mostly sunny, the air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 11 extreme. Winds west-northwest at 5 miles an hour with gusts up to 6. Humidity is extremely humid, 60%. Dew point 73, the cloud cover 14%, visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 40% chance of rain. Heat index values up to 107. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the mid-70s. West winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Friday, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. And Friday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 40% chance of rain. That's your Hardy County weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Polling suggests that two-thirds of Americans support legalizing marijuana federally. ModernFarmer.com reports while industrial hemp has been federally legal since the 2018 Farm Bill, marijuana remains federally illegal. But a new bill proposal from Democratic Senators Chuck Schumer of New York, Cory Booker of New Jersey, and Ron Wyden of Oregon seeks to change that. This bill would remove marijuana from the list of banned drugs under the Controlled Substance Act, allowing the feds to regulate and tax it. The USDA is providing up to $200 million to provide relief to timber harvesting and timber hauling businesses that have experienced losses due to COVID-19. It's part of the USDA's Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative. Loggers and truckers can apply for assistance through USDA's Farm Service Agency through October 15th. The Pandemic Assistance for Timber Harvesters and Haulers program is administered in partnership with the U.S. Forest Service. The House Ag Committee approved a bill last week to provide $43 billion over 8 years to bring broadband service to hundreds of thousands who currently lack access. According to Agriculture.com, $36 billion of that would go to loans, grants, and loan guarantees for the construction or improvement of internet service in small towns and rural areas with poor or no service. An additional $2.4 million would pay for pilot projects to test broadband technologies.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The struggling timber industry is about to get some help. $200 million has been earmarked by the USDA to provide relief to timber harvesting and timber hauling businesses hurt by the pandemic. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke on a conference call about the new Pandemic Assistance for Timber Harvesters and Haulers Program, or PATH.
The first payment will be $2,000, and then we'll see where we are relative to the $200 million. And then a second round of payments will be made following that with a limit. No one will receive more than $125,000. So that's the payment structure.
Vilsack added that on top of the existing challenges associated with natural disasters and trade, the pandemic caused a major disruption for loggers and timber haulers, including a lack of access to wood processing mills. Timber harvesters or timber haulers are eligible if 50% or more of their gross revenue is from cutting, transporting, or processing timber on site on forest land. They must have suffered at least a 10% loss in gross revenue from January 1st to December 1st, 2020, compared to the same period in 2019. Farm forest and commercial non-farm timber bring in over $900 million to Alabama's economy. And in Florida, the timber industry's economic contributions in 2018 included more than $460 million in sales revenues and supported more than 5,500 jobs.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. The stock's closing higher again on Wall Street, extending their gains following a sharp drop at the beginning of the week. Investors turn their attention to company earnings, which have started to roll in steadily. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%. Small company stocks outpaced the rest of the market again, rising 1.8%. Coca-Cola rose 1.3% after the company raised its full-year forecast and reported better-than-expected results. Chipotle Mexican Grill jumped 11.5%. The Dow gained 286 points today, closing at 34,798. The Nasdaq up 133 to 14,631. The S&P 500 added 35 points to 4,258. New York oil rose $3.10, closing at $70.30 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Giannis Antetokounmpo at 50 points, 14 rebounds, and 5 blocks, leading the Milwaukee Bucks to 105-98 win over Phoenix last night to win the NBA Finals in 6 games. His 17 for 19 from the free throw line was a key in the victory.
You know, people told me I can't make free throws. I made my free throws tonight, and I'm a champion. I made them and I'm supposed to make them. You know, but I'm joking.
Giannis added an NBA Finals MVP award to his two regular season MVP trophies. Suns guard Chris Paul scored a team-high 26 points.
We sort of saw what it takes to get there. You know, hopefully we see what it takes to get past that.
Paul was making his first finals appearance in his 16-year career. Alabama football coach Nick Saban has officially named Bryce Young the Crimson Tide's starting quarterback, and yet Saban says that Young is already approaching $1 million in endorsement deals. Young signed a deal to be represented by a creative artist agency on July 2nd, the day after the NCAA allowed athletes to profit off their name, image, and likeness. This is Esther in Sports. Italy play saw Kansas City beat Milwaukee 5-2. Royals pinch hitter Ryan O'Hearn talks about his two-run go-ahead homer in the seventh.
Guy in second there, a tie ball game. I was just looking for a pitch to hit. I know it's a great place to hit. In BP, the ball was flying around, so as soon as I hit it, I thought a pretty good chance that ball was going.
The Yankees beat the Phillies 6-4. Aroldis Chapman recorded his first save in over a month. It was Seattle 6, Colorado 4. In the America League, Oakland beat Los Angeles 6-0. It was Tampa Bay 9, Baltimore 3, Detroit 4-1 over Texas, Houston 9, Cleveland 3, Chicago 9, Minnesota 5. The Red Sox-Blue Jays game in Buffalo was postponed by rain. National League Finals, Cincinnati 4-3 over New York. The Reds' four-game skid is over. Josh Bell hit his 100th career home run as Washington doubled up Miami 6-3. Atlanta edged San Diego 2-1. It was Chicago 7, St. Louis 6, Arizona 11, Pittsburgh 6, and the LA Dodgers 8, San Francisco 6. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank. Since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: you know you're 50 when your chiropractor sends you birthday cards. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.